Hello and welcome to The Special Ed Strategist. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm an educational therapist and IEP coach, mama to three beautiful boys, and founder of Learning Essentials. If you've been around for a minute, you realize that on The Special Ed Strategist podcast, I'm either having guests join us to really dive deeper into a facet of the special education world, or I'm providing a solo episode where I am guiding and hopefully empowering you as the listener with elements of the IEP process and IDEA, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, the governing law that helps guide us through special education. And in all of these episodes, I have really kind of shared very minimal about my son's journey. So yes, I am a special educator. I started out being a special educator. My undergrad is actually in regular ed. And from there, I just was transported right into special education. I've worked with incarcerated youth. I've worked in self-contained with students with learning and emotional challenges, and really helping kind of navigate that process for parents. But it wasn't until my son was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor right before the age of 5 that I then was teleported so quickly into the world of special education as a mama, and sitting on that table and realizing how hard it was to be on that table, and really also understanding the power of trusting your gut as a parent. And so before my son was now healthy and 17 and very aware that I'm sharing his story and on board with it. But I do that all because we're entering May, which is Brain Cancer Awareness Month, which is very near and dear to our heart, but also to give you the why. And I realize that I don't really share a lot about his story and kind of what gave me this passion, especially with the course that I teach on how to get an IEP and how to access special education services, but also the understanding of the fear and love that it comes from being on the parent side of the IEP table when you feel like you're in the dark. So today's episode is certainly different. It is personal because I want you to know, behind every email that I send, every IEP goal that I draft, every draft IEP that I review, and even every podcast that I make, there is an absolute story and one that changed everything for me, for my son, for my family. And I kind of started thinking about that, yes, because it was May and I realized I haven't done this. And I also was interviewed for an article and it was kind of why and what is my passion. And so I want to bring all that to you today and hope that it can give you a better lens of what we do, who I am, and how I can better serve you as a family or a professional. So it's not just navigating special education. We realize that as parents, we are fighting so hard for our kiddos' future. And too often it feels like we're doing it alone and it can feel super isolating. I know that feeling. I see you. I got you. So back when my son was first having, prior to him being diagnosed, he was having some symptoms. He was having some things crop up. He was feeling dizzy. And I knew in my gut something was wrong, but I could not figure it out, even by going to different therapies, different doctors, different medical providers. And with each appointment, I did get information, but I also knew in my gut that that was not the end for him. And it wasn't until we got a phone call after a recent medical appointment, to be exact, it was the next day. And I was standing outside of a different doctor's office for my son. And the doctor, the neurologist, said, "Hey, I need to see you. Can you and your husband come into my office today? We need to have a conversation." And I froze. I broke down. I knew he wasn't inviting me for coffee. And so I knew that my answer, we found an answer. And then that day, which ironically happened to be in May, on that moment, he shared with us that our son had a cancerous brain tumor. And so that started our journey. From there, he endured a 8-hour surgery. We spent 40 hours of inpatient support. He had to learn to walk and do everything again. And In that moment, right before we were about to leave the hospital, I had to go into a specialist meeting where they had the specialists at the table and they were kind of outlining next steps. And I just remember feeling so overwhelmed and realizing that this is a marathon. It's definitely not a sprint. And for all of you parents out there that are navigating the world of special education, that are feeling like something's off and expressing that to your team and hearing, oh, it's fine, or just wait and see, I say this to say, trust your gut. Trust your gut, educate yourself, and trust your gut so that you can really start a process of supporting your kiddo. When we left the hospital, my son had 2 years of intensive outpatient therapy, meaning that he was going 3 to 4 days a week to different therapists to really kind of help support better outcomes for him and who he is today. And so it is such an emotional roller coaster that no parent is prepared for. And so even when we had to request that IEP, I walked in and again, at a table, I knew the players, I knew the professionals, I knew their role, I knew the paperwork, I knew what to ask for. But as a parent with that parent hat on, it was very overwhelming. It was scary. I actually brought a friend with me. I had my husband, just so that we could hear the information together and process it. I have a master's in special education, and it was still so overwhelming. I knew the laws, I spoke that language, but when it was my kiddo, my personal baby, I froze. I thought, would the team hear me? Would they see him? Not just his diagnosis, which is really important, right? Because we hear these words and we think, wait, my baby is so much more than a diagnosis. I wanted them to see this bright, funny, determined kiddo. I wanted to really be that player at the table. And so through this journey, I have learned that no degree, no credential can really prepare you for the emotional weight of advocating for your own child. But that weight, it became my fire. And that is why I'm here today. My fire. So this experience didn't just reshape me as a mother, it redefined me as that educational therapist that was here, that was present, that understood the heaviness that sometimes of that table as a parent, and I've sat at it as an educator. And it led me to launch the Special Ed Strategist podcast. It also led me to launch my course, Cracking the Code, on helping parents navigate special education eligibility. And through Learning Essentials, it really just helped redefine and hone in on the matter of helping kiddos bridge those learning gaps and supporting parents from that overwhelm to getting the service and support that their kiddo really deserves, that your kiddo really deserves. So again, whether it's through that specialized educational therapy, that executive function coaching, dyslexia intervention, IEP, really helping families turn that confusion to clarity and helping with that fear and moving forward with motivation. And so again, you know, what we're doing here, the Special Ed Strategist podcast, is pulling back that curtain to really help you understand what schools can do, what the laws require them to do, and how you can be, as a parent or a professional, the most effective advocate at the table. And because this just isn't my story to share, it's the story of every parent who's felt unheard, who's felt seen their child struggle and felt what that was, and every educator who's wanted to do more. As I mentioned early on, May is Brain Cancer Awareness Month, a cause that you have now heard is incredibly close to my heart. Pediatric brain cancer remains the leading cause of cancer-related deaths among children. And according to the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation, over 4,600 kiddos in the United States will be diagnosed this year. Let that sink in. That's a lot. And then on top of that, another statistic, typically in a standard classroom of roughly 30 children, we tend to have One out of four students that are struggling with a learning need, an emotional impact, a diagnosis that has been either identified or not. And so that is a lot of kiddos that really need support. And so they're not just numbers. These are kiddos like mine, families like yours. So, May, I'm not just going gray, I'm going all in. I want to share why I created the course, why I created Special Ed Strategist. And so, because of that experience, I created Cracking the Code to Special Education, which is a parent-friendly, accessible course. It's going to walk you through the processes on how to get an IEP. It's four modules, 90 minutes. It looks at education so that you, as your parent, can learn your rights and know the process. So, even if you're already in the process and you're not familiar with your special education rights, stick with me. I have a free offer here that I'm going to just give it to you because it's so important to me. Also, the second module, we're going to talk about evidence. I talk about following TRUE, TRUE, trusting your gut, reflecting and collecting data, understanding the why, like really drilling down of the why. Why are we doing this? What is my kiddo struggling with? And evaluating what you need from the school so that when you go to seek an IEP or you're sitting at the IEP table, that you can really communicate that in a clear way through your parent input statement, through your communication with the school to really ensure those better outcomes. And then the last two modules, I'm talking about the evaluation process, understanding what qualifies a student and understanding what that comprehensive assessment means and the point behind it so that you understand it. So again, in turn, you can be that better voice, a stronger voice at the IEP table. And then lastly, the last module is talking about eligibility, how a team determines whether a student qualifies for special education services and how to challenge it if necessary. So this course I purposely priced at $19 because I wanted it accessible for all families that are on this journey that are just starting out. So for May only, because it is Go Gray in May, because it's Brain Cancer Awareness Month, and because of my story and my passion and my fire, I'm giving you free access to the first module. No strings attached. Just to give you some support because I want you to feel equipped and not alone. So, in the show notes, I'm going to give you the code for that so that you can access that for the month of May. And then you're going to become a little more empowered and knowing that I'm here on your team. I'm going to walk through this journey with you as a parent, as a mother, as somebody that has sat at both sides of those tables. I am here to help empower, encourage, and produce a positive strength-based outcome for your baby. So I see you, I hear you, I am here for you because I really do believe when we empower families, we don't just change those IEPs, we're going to change lives. And I truly mean that with all of my heart. So thanks for listening today. If you know somebody who's just starting this journey, please share this episode with them. Like, follow, all of the good things. If you're ready to learn more, check out the show notes below so that you can access that. Again, thanks for joining me. I am your host, Wendy Taylor, and this is the Special Ed Strategist Podcast.